USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The state of the State of the Union address controversy has changed as President Trump late last night announced he will deliver that address once the government shutdown is over, rather than on this upcoming Tuesday night. That after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled the address, saying it shouldn't happen until the government's funded again. Earlier, the president had suggested that he could deliver the address on Tuesday night somewhere other than in the U.S. House chamber. Police in Sebring, Florida, saying they have no idea what a 21-year-old gunman's motive was for shooting five people dead in a bank yesterday afternoon and calling 911 on himself. The police chief there says,
"Today's been a tragic day in our community. We've suffered significant loss at the hands of a senseless criminal doing a senseless crime."
Suspect Zephon Zaver is scheduled to make his first court appearance today. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Despite more credit card rewards options than ever, consumers are often limited in choosing where they can earn rewards. Recently, Bank of America announced a new cashback card, which for the first time gives consumers the power to choose where they earn rewards. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Consumers' lives and spending priorities change constantly. One month, you're planning a do-it-yourself remodel, and the next, you're booking a family trip. Now, the new Cash Rewards card from Bank of America offers the flexibility to meet these changing financial needs. Each month, cardholders can go online and easily choose from one of six popular categories to earn 3% cash back on future purchases, including gas, online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings.
For more information on the new Cash Rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.